With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
All right, guys, we're going to be talking about former Dallas Cowboys quarterback and CBS NFL analyst Tony Romo. Antonio Ramiro Romo Jr., bit of controversy with him. Now, yesterday, he actually was doing the play-by-play for the Chiefs and Bengals game. And as you guys know, the Kansas City Chiefs actually made the Super Bowl. They're going to face off against the Eagles. That was actually a play that Tony Romo was actually calling. And then he had a slip of the tongue. He almost said the dirty word, the racist word. Or was he? Now, I don't know for sure. And this was a big time play. Isaiah Pacheco actually caught the ball, made a run. Tony Romo, he gets very, very excited, you know, when he's actually doing his calls. And a lot of people probably believe that he actually almost dropped the N-word. Almost is the key word because he did not say it. He caught himself. Now, he could have actually been saying, you know, Niners or something like that. I'm not really sure. But I do have the clip here. And you guys can actually judge for yourself. Now, even if he actually did almost say it, I'm not accusing him of anything. I don't believe that Tony Romo is racist in any way. But that's going to actually bring us to Undisputed's Shannon Sharp. Because here on Bro Bible, Shannon Sharp suggests Tony Romo almost used derogatory term during AFC title broadcast. Shannon Sharp is hinting that Tony Romo nearly used a derogatory term on air during the AFC Championship broadcast. That suggestion has many on social media reacting. A video of Romo's alleged slip-up surfaced Sunday night, and now it's gone viral online. Now, live, I did not actually hear this live for the game. I just found out about this probably about an hour ago. It says, during the thrilling ending to the Chiefs-Bengals matchup, Romo got excited after a big catch by Kansas City running back Isaiah Pacheco. On the play, the tailback hauled in a Patrick Mahomes pass, then eluded a trio of Cincinnati defenders to gain extra yardage. The result of the reception was a first down in Bengals territory late in the fourth quarter of action. While the Chiefs wouldn't score on that drive, it helped with field position. After forcing the Cincy offense to punt, that field position proved beneficial on the final outcome of the game. Following a Bengals punt, KC would get in the field goal range to make the game-winning kick in the final seconds. The excitement of the game may have gotten to Tony Romo. Many, including Shannon Sharp, believe he nearly said something he would have regretted later on air. Now, let's now look at this tweet right here. It says, did Tony Romo almost say the N-word? Now, I'm going to let you guys judge for yourself here. Let's go ahead and play it.
All right, let's be fair to Tony Romo. Let's be fair.
The extra yards, the tough yards, the finish on the play. Right there, you got three. And the
guys.
All right, I'm going to go back. I want you guys to hear one more time. Okay, definitely not the Niners, because the Niners are actually in the other conference right there, because I actually did pull up another article right here where it actually did say maybe he was trying to say Niners or something like that, but it wasn't the Niners. This was the Bengals right there, but they did say Nickelbats. I don't know. Just a slip of the tongue. That's all I'm going to actually say about that. but I don't know. I mean, Tony Romo played in the NFL, and we know that the N-word gets dropped a lot in locker rooms. I mean, it is just the way it is. But it says here, the undisputed host didn't deny the accusation. Rather, he suggested that Romo's emotions might have gotten the best of him. It's live TV. This is what Shannon Sharp wrote on Twitter. You get hyped and forget sometimes where you are. When someone asks what he planned to do about the alleged mishap, he said the following. What do you want me to do about how someone talks when people aren't around? What's my role? So is he suggesting that Tony Romo uses the N-word when people aren't around? I don't know if he does or not, but that's what it kind of seems like Shannon was actually putting out right there. It says, far from a denial of Romo's using that derogatory term, while Shannon Sharp isn't letting Romo off the hook, there are many who are. One person wrote, he wasn't about to say it. Another said, three near tacklers do better. No one will truly know his intent, but that won't stop folks from debating. So there you have it, guys. Shannon Sharp of Undisputed seems to insinuate, you know, that Tony Romo may be actually using these words when the cameras aren't rolling. I don't know for sure, but we do know that Shannon Sharp definitely loves to race bait on Undisputed. But this was just a slip of the tongue to me. He didn't actually say the word. And boy, just imagine if he actually did say the word, his CBS career probably is over with. I mean, the mob would come and want him canceled. They're going to want him fired, all that stuff. But we don't know exactly what he meant to say right there. We can only speculate. And I don't believe that Tony Romo should be canceled or anything like that whatsoever. I mean, it happens. I mean, we've heard other people catch their tongue all the time. You don't really know the intent of what he was actually saying. He was definitely caught up in the moment. It's football. You know, and Tony Romo was a quarterback. He gets really, really hype. He's actually one of the best people doing play-by-play in the NFL. He's definitely way up there at the top. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, and we will catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.